The Middleton Tavern has just had exciting development plans approved with work soon to get underway. Manager Nigel Mack joins me now to discuss. Hi, Nigel.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you, and congratulations on getting the green light for this project. Tell us, what's the grand plan?
Yeah, so there's a number of things happening with the redevelopment. The bottle shop is getting expanded and redefined, changed around to the roadside. A new toilet block will be built behind the big screen TV with a TAB section to the side of it. The gaming room will be relocated and the current gaming room will become a large outdoor beer garden with a rooftop deck above it with a bar upstairs as well with some great views over the coast.
Oh, that sounds absolutely spectacular. Has this been a long time coming, this redevelopment?
Yeah, I think I started drawing on some plans about 10 years ago. It was pretty much ready to go prior to COVID, but then COVID put the brakes on things and, yeah, now we can push ahead with it.
Take us through how the redevelopment's going to work. When will we be able to be on that deck?
Yeah, so there's four stages to the project. The first stage, hopefully, will get commenced in the next month, and then from there, we'll probably have to have a little break over our busy summer season and then kick things back off mid-February again. And hopefully by June, July, August next year, we'll be able to enjoy some drinks on the rooftop deck.
Yeah, great. And is this all privately funded? Is it something that you're paying for?
Yes, it's been a long time coming and we're ready to go ahead with it.
Yeah. With me at the moment as General Manager at the Middleton Tavern, Nigel Mack, we're talking about redevelopment plans, which have been approved. Are you going to have to shut for any of the time that you'll be redeveloping or you'll be able to make things happen at the same time?
There shouldn't be any disruption to customers throughout the development. A lot of the work is sort of additions to the existing building, so throughout the process, people will still be able to frequent the venue and sort of see how things are tracking. The bottle shop will have a little bit of disruption, but we're working through plans to get around that. But apart from that, everything else is won't affect trade too much.
Oh, it sounds really exciting. I hear you're also home to some local clubs, the Middleton Tavern Sports and Social Club and the Royal Flying Doctor Service. So it sounds like there's a lot of great initiatives that are part of the community there.
Yeah, the social club runs on a Friday night with raffles and meat trays, raises money for the local community organisations, and the Royal Flying Doctor Service is one of those we raise money for. Great night that, yeah, a lot of the community members come in and get together and socialise.
Now, I understand your family bought the pub in 1997 and you've been running it since 2007. What do you think draws locals and visitors in?
Just a family-friendly establishment. We've got something for everyone. So we've got great meals. We've got a large big screen in the bar to watch the footy, the cricket, any sort of sport that's on. And, yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention about the upcoming redevelopments, Nigel?
I need to say anyone's welcome to come in and view the plans. They're on display inside the Middleton Tavern at the moment. So welcome to call in, grab a drink and look over the plans, and feel free to ask any of the staff any questions, and look forward to sharing the progress with everyone as it happens.
Oh, fabulous. Well, thanks for joining me on the program today.
No worries. Thank you.